This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the debt ceiling raised for a while and the government reopened, President Obama is calling for lawmakers to essentially buckle down and get to work on such sweeping matters as the $500 billion farm bill and the overhaul of the immigration system. On that last one, there's renewed attention to a little-known directive from Congress known as the BED mandate. As the Washington Post highlighted the other day, it's a kind of quota. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has to keep an average of 34,000 people detained each day. This has key support from members of Congress who want to draw a hard line against the kind of immigration that can compete for American jobs and raise costs of social services. And this BED mandate has fueled a powerful industry, something Enrique Acevedo, journalist and anchor at Univision News, has been following. Morning, Enrique.
Good morning, David.
So a private sector industry that's grown up around the detention of migrants?
Well, yes, we're talking about over 200 facilities around the country. That's more than 150,000 bed spaces. The bed mandate argues that at least 34,000 of those beds should be filled every day. And we're talking about a federal spending on immigration detention that reaches $2.8 billion every year. That's been doubling since 2006 at a time in which budget issues have become a frequent discussion in Washington.
This mandate, this quota, some will see it as a quota, is not prorated by amount of illegal immigration. It's 34,000, but as migration across the border without documents drops, it makes it tougher for customs to find people to put essentially in these beds.
Exactly. And that's why the agency in charge of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has been meeting this Congress directive with an expanding operation in the USA. More raids, more legal U.S. residents being convicted of crimes that render them eligible for deportation, and more families separated, which President Obama said it wouldn't happen at the beginning of his administration. He's been deporting around 400,000 undocumented immigrants in average every year since he took office.
Now, I was reading that during the debate over sequestration, the Department of Homeland Security came to the table suggesting that it could save some money by lowering the bed mandate, the quota, by maybe 8% or something, make some other changes, and the taxpayer could save. But that idea ran into opposition in the House of Representatives.
You know, there are more lower-cost alternatives to detention and running these detention centers. But I think, most importantly, you can not only save money by lowering the mandate. You can save money by solving the lives of 11 million people who can just be part of the formal economy and contribute through taxes, which most of them already do. You can actually make money by fixing the broken immigration system.
Univision's Enrique Acevedo, thank you very much for this.
Thank you, David.